welcome. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN live. It's republicbroadcasting.org. The call-in number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Welcome, everybody. This is Late Night with Deanne, and we're on also Monday through Friday on Truth Radio. Also in Buenos Aires, we're being heard. We have micro blasters. They have radio, AM, FM, micro stations across the country, and I thank you for tuning in. I want to welcome the people from Pal Talk that listen to this broadcast, and we're going to start up and talk about some of the things that are going on. Now, the issue that we have right here is that we have a bunch of things going on. And a lot of times what happens is when these bunches of things go on, there's something more hidden behind the background that we really don't see. That is the main thing that we should be looking at. You know, like, for instance, they keep us busy in the press. We look at Paris Hilton's case. We look at this one. We got this celebrity. We got that. But then what it does is it redirects you from a very important issue. And important issues that were going on this week that stayed kind of in the background. Some people kept abreast of it, but the immigration issue, that is a very important issue. And then this week, too, FEMA announced that they overpaid the people that have been victims of the storms, overpaid them by millions of dollars, and they want their money back. So they're going to go in and try to access this money any way they see. So people on Social Security, people are on disability, people that are on general assistance in various states that were trying to get, you know, assistance and whatever, they're talking about going into their money and reversing entries, reversing those payments because they were overpaid. I want to talk about that because I think that's crazy. Then in the city of Chicago, they're offering up a situation that in order for you to travel in Chicago, they're before the city council talking about putting a toll in for people coming into the city of Chicago to do business. They said they don't have enough money. Then, let's see, what else is going on behind closed doors? There's things that are going on that are leading us into a war in Iraq, of course. Then there was a huge computer glitch that had been going on this week. A lot of people noticed it. A lot of machines, computer systems, banking systems were down. And the main one was the shuttlecrafts, and not the shuttlecrafts, but the satellites that we have in outer space. Their computers went down, and life support was at jeopardy because of this. But again, these things normally occur when other things are happening to make you refocus your energy, to make you look somewhere else and not concentrate on the bigger picture. Now, another bigger picture right now, too, is we have a very strange occurrence. I noticed all these cicadas out. But I didn't know the same bees. Now, I've been hearing that the bee population is dying. And we're going to talk about all these subjects tonight. My co-host is John Alastasis, and we will have Will on when we come back from this break. Call us 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast. Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live, and it's called on the Internet when you go on republicbroadcasting.org. Again, I want to also welcome Claudia Nelson, my contact in South America. She is a wonderful journalist, a patriot, and her broadcast is Internet Chat Cafe. We're being simulcast there on that system. We have a number of systems that we're tied to internationally, and again, I thank all of you. I want to say a note real quick here on this broadcast. I have been working very hard in the Patriot community. I am one of the few of the people that are out there that have given press to people that have been able to get on to mainstream media. I've also had some of the biggest names on the broadcast, and I've had people that people would love to find out more about on my broadcast, bringing this information out, because the thing is that we need to know what is going on. I have, to this day, not received any donations. The only assistance that I have had is through my co-host here, a wonderful gentleman. He's been helping me with my broadcast as my previous co-host, Mike Katz, who was with me in times when I was on Truth Radio. So anyway, the thing is, I'm just saying that my broadcasts have been self-generated. All of my internet bloggers and material are all held by me, and I'm the one that produces all the material, including the bloggers and the everything that goes in it. I am my programmer as well. So, folks, I put a lot of work and effort into these things, and that patting myself on the back. It's not about that, but I have put these things together as a creator, an artist, to help people out here get their information out. because today we don't have press. The press that we have has been tainted and basically held at bay by people that have high finances and are able to control it and put forth the stories and information they want to put out. And these venues, they're on RBN, Truth Radio, are only a one of a kind. So we need to support each broadcast, and that means John Stadtmiller, what he does here, and also over at Truth Radio with Richard Palmquist. Richard's wife is recovering from a major illness. He's been under attack as well. John had just come back out of being under attack, and right now he is a very live patriot because he went out and he's there with the Brown family in regards to this nightmare with taxes, and that's another thing we're going to talk about here, how this little Red Riding Hood pattern is with this intelligence community and how they entrap people. They place people with you that you think are your friends, allies, lovers, people that are in your organizations, just to basically down you and create a venue to destroy good work of patriots. We're going to talk about that towards the end of the broadcast. But I will say this. I'm in a battle right now with some people that I had trusted and thought that they were actual friends of mine. I did a lot of work on something, and I'm very angry because the thing is that the amount of time and work I spent from 7 a.m. in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, Monday through Sunday, working on these projects, and then have these same people come and attack me is very much beyond measure. And I want an apology. And I am asking for that. And these people, they know who they are. And that's all I'm going to say on this broadcast. But the other things have already been set in motion. So I'm going to start the show. And I'm going to bring up John Alastasis. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just a little tired. Been having a long, hot day.
You know, I think of the Series 24. And they have Keith Sutherland on there, and 24 represents 24 hours. And he does all kinds of things, and it goes on week after week for a whole series and represents one day. And I would say you're a candidate for the 24 award because you do so many things in one day, it's not even funny. I mean, you're doing equipment, you're out there with doing the farming thing. You're trying to keep, abreast of what's going on as far as, the attacks that have been sued against you. Writing up legal stuff, you're into that too. And just keeping alive. And that's a lot that one person has to do in one day. And you got the 24 award.
Well, I don't know if I want it or not, but that's what's been impinged on me. And if I had fallen over, it had been 10 years ago, I'd have just been out of business, actually 12 years ago. And it's not that I've wanted to. It's because the Lord's put me in this position, and it's made me smarter. There's no question. It sure hasn't been dull.
Yeah, and you work yourself half into a frenzy, and you're tired. And then you get little reward at the end because, you just barely make it. And sometimes you don't. And then what you do is you bail out friends, you help friends, they help you. And that's how things should be, and it isn't in a lot of these big cities. People are not that way. And the thing is that people take things in different ways and they use people. And it's really sad. You have accomplished a lot. You built a golf course. You've maintained a farm. You've had huge amounts of injuries that nobody probably would have been able to survive. And you're still walking and doing the thing, and also part of the Patriot community. And I'm very glad I met you, John. And I just want to say that.
Well, appreciate it. I appreciate being here and having the opportunity to express thoughts and learn. The contacts, the information, the education level, I'm not scared to walk with anybody as far as discussion. In fact, as I dress as a a laborer of like a mechanic of a lower blue collar worker, I have everybody around me kind of like, oh, there's John. What's he got today? You know, and it's not I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal, but because of the exposure of this radio program and RBN and the Truth Radio and the other radio programs and stuff that I'm able to hear, what a vast investment of energy and education and betterment of our lives. I'm very grateful for that and appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, and there's another party on here I want to bring up, and that's my other dear friend over there, Will. Will, are you there?
I certainly am, Deanne, and John, it sounds like you had a long day as well. I got up real early this morning and held an estate auction and had a good day with that, and then we went, kind of made a 180 and put on my political campaign hat and went out. And basically beat down an incorporation in a small town, and it was it's not a major victory, but it certainly is another victory. It just testifies that when we get busy and we get together and we take the information that we know and we apply it, we can actually make a difference, and we can keep people's lives intact and free from the beast.
And then again, you're another person that's up there for the 24 award. Again, you do farming. You are, you're the one that coined the phrase, keep it local? What is it?
Getting vocal local.
Yeah, vocal local. That's the phrase. And when you do that, folks, you don't know how much power you have by working in the city council levels, the city council and state levels. If you run for those offices, if you make your face appear in those offices, that's when they get scared and they start doing things when you're not there. That's when they do the other things. And this is the reason why the cause and effect of what they have done is this might nightmare we're trying to straighten out at the other level. And it's crazy. But again, you know, that's the whole thing of the Patriot Movement. And folks, to kind of clue you in, none of us have any money, okay? None of us have. John's got a family of 10. I have a family of 7. Well, I'm not sure how many you have in your family. I think it was you, and you were taking care of your mom for a very long time and driving miles back and forth taking care of your mom, and that was wonderful, you know.
I have a wonderful German Shepherd dog that is my constant companion. I have just recently lost my mother, and other than that, I have myself and myself alone to deal with. But even on that level, I mean, I can only imagine, John, how much work it is with a family of 10. But I can remember back the work that my father did with a family of 7. I chose to remain single, basically, because hell no, it really, Deanne, it was, and I've heard this comment from others in the Patriot community, but when I started to become aware of what the future looked like, it wasn't time to put on our sunglasses. It wasn't going to be rosy and bright. It was so horrid looking that I wasn't convinced that I wanted to bring any life into this, you know.
And indeed, a lot of people felt that way because, you know, I was hearing stuff in the 70s and 80s, and, you know, people started downsizing families because I think there was a whiff of a wave of what was getting ready to happen. And now it's right here in our face. I mean, these kids out here have kids, and there's no hope. They have no money. They're talking right now, you know, craziness that they're going to reverse entries for the people that were in the storm in New Orleans, saying that they don't FEMA overpaid, but then Halliburton overstated their invoices. Do they pay money back? No. We'll talk more about that when we come back. 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Callers 800-313-9443. If you want to reach me direct, you can call me on either 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171, or on 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. My email address is deanne.burley@gmail.com, or just Google me. There's a bunch of websites and bloggers and things, all of them, every last one of them, every little design I have created. And, again, those are my diligent levels of my heart and soul I put in those things, and it took a lot of time for me to do those. So again, those are where you can reach me, and I'm going to go back to what we were talking about, which is this nightmare of FEMA. FEMA has money, and it's grants and money that we pay dollars into that's supposed to go to the Disaster Relief Fund. It is funded through the government in various other ways, and we'll talk about that. Now, FEMA, during this last storm, paid out, they said, some millions of dollars to the victims of Katrina. And they said that because of that, the amounts that they paid out were over and above what they were allowed to do for that time. Because the amounts were so great that they need the money now returned to them. Now, I had talked to Aetna. I was going to have her on today. I'm going to try to get her on the broadcast next week. She's been in New Orleans. She's an activist. She's been devoted, along with her family, to help feed people down there. I talked to her as late as last month, and it's still bad. Still situations where people are still living in these tin can homes. There are still situations with people down there not having housing because they were in apartments. And because the apartments were that, there was no funding for them because they didn't own actual homes. There are victims there still without water, and there's other victims down there without electric in both New Orleans and Mississippi. As of today, still seeing problems. Still people are without money. Teachers' pension fund was drained, and a number of craziness down there in New Orleans. But now they're going to go back and take this money away. They also said that during the time we're going to give them a credit card, $1,000, $10,000. It went down from $10 to $1,000, and then it ended up like $250. So what number are they working at in this report that they overstated and overpaid these victims of Katrina? Now, on the back end of this story, I'm going to relate to you the other parallel. Bunny Greenhouse with the Army Corps engineer, she was the first African-American at that position of such a high level as a civilian. She came on my show and talked about what she knew about the overstating of Halliburton invoices for our military. It was so badly, grossly overstated that it caused the situation. There was not enough money in the budget for armor for our military men in Iraq. It was so far overstated that these military men had to write to their homes to ask for food and ask for water and ask for other supplies from family members because there was no money in the military budget because the money was taken away by Halliburton. And it was in the paper, in the press, and everywhere else, and no one asked for that money back. Nobody asked Halliburton to pay a dime back. But then you had the poor victims in Katrina, and they're going to take that money from them. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, one of the first things I like to do on this particular line of reasoning is to eliminate the word victim, okay? And the reason why I like to get rid of that word is so that we can all be in the same boat. Rather than thinking of ourselves as victims of this or victims of that, I live right in or Tornado Alley, basically, one of them. And we have storms here that can just frighten you to the point where you don't know which way to run. So storms come and storms go. But as we study FEMA and the idea that they have created, and really it is an idea that they have created, that through government interaction or government involvement, we can somehow prevent or protect ourselves from the power of the planet Earth, the Creator's power of this planet, and that somehow or another we have come in our lifetimes, Deanne, to think that we would be able to insure ourselves, indemnify ourselves against all possible losses as really travelers on the planet Earth. You know, we're hurling through space on this globe, and we somehow or another believe that somebody is going to protect us from what can come down the pike. And so we get trapped in this mindset that somebody, the state, is going to protect us. And that is what FEMA capitalizes on, and that's where we need to look first.
Well, we're going to be right back after this break, and we're going to hear John's comment. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back, and this is Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. RBN is republicbroadcasting.org. And folks, they're getting ready to move, and please help this network. Keep this network coming and working and everything, because you would not be able to hear these reports. Please give to this broadcast, John Stadtmiller. It's very important to keep this station up and running, because, again, this is where you hear the reports you will hear nowhere else. I'm going back, and we're talking about this storm, Katrina, and this thing with FEMA, and I wanted to go to John and ask his opinion of what he thinks of should happen with the storm victim story.
Well, what we have is it's like two sides of the coin. If you're on the side of the contractors, like they had the Blue Roof Brigade where they'd come in, they'd put a tarp on your roof for you, and it was like $100 a square foot, which is just an erroneous number that's loan sharking or whatever you want to call it. It's fraud. But it's what happened. They aren't asking for that money back. There again, Halliburton or someone of that nature received that kind of money. They contracted whoever, Mexicans, Guatemalans, and paid them next to nothing and had them tarp your roof for you. And that was supposed to somehow, you know, make things better. Again, as the hurricane came in as a 3 and we're taught that it's made by the hot water and it became a 5, we see weather modification control. So now we have who's responsible. As the government was offered a contract to shut Katrina down and they didn't take it, and you have Bush and Clinton made a Bush-Clinton-Katrina fund, you know, like June or July 10th or 12th of the same year prior to Katrina, they're responsible. They created it. They enhanced the direction of it. They enhanced the power of it. And when it gets said and done, it's a extortion going on here. Another place where we see it happening is the policing forces that went in there. Number one, started taking away our rights and our guns. They were getting paid $350 a day. Now, I don't know what the Katrina victims got, but the number I'm hearing was $2.4 million was spent. I think a whole 11 houses got rebuilt at that amount. And so now we have a huge fraud of, you know, manipulation of monies again.
Uh-huh.
And and like in my local town, we had a storm hit that was created, I feel.
Uh-huh.
And one example of money laundering by the township, because the townships have gotten accustomed to, they declare foul right real quick. Oh, we've been disaster, you know. And it's like Will says, he's in the tunnel where there's lots of tornadoes, lots of people get hit, and they, you know, you just have to pick yourself up and get going again. Well, our township had, in just one little stream, they had a dozer come in for 3 days, which should have been at least approximately $100 an hour. So for a 10-hour day, would be $1,000. For 3 days, would be $3,000. He charged $140,000, but he's part of the township clique.
Uh-huh.
And we're seeing a lot of this extortion going on. And so now you're seeing the shutdown of where they come back on the poor, and they want them to give it back, or they put you under a click of criminalization or a click of control, as the IRS does to you. And it's just another one of these avenues of control that they're impinging on the middle class and the poor.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, the people, you know, there are, like where I am, out in the Midwest, you know, too. I lived in, at one time, Fox Valley area of Aurora, which is right next door to Naperville. And I lived there in the 80s during the time when they had that big, huge situation with those monstrous... Sorry, it was flying here. Trying to get it. But they had this tornado that hit. I was in my car, and I was getting off of the expressway. It was a sunshiny day, and got over there on the off the expressway ramp, and bam! I saw the bowels of the earth open up. And the whole thing is that, you know, my window was imploded in my car. I went into, a little area off the side of the road, and I had water in my car, and all I could think of is getting my kids, you know. So I went to one area and defied the storm again. Didn't know where the tornado hopped off to. Went to another place and got my kids and came back home and had several levels of nervous breakdowns. But, you know, the thing was that you were in there, and I, you know, you can't go and ask FEMA for help, because FEMA actually, you know, though they claim they do all these kind of things and help people out, there's so many requirements that, you know, what they claim is not really real. I mean, what they do with people today, when you have, like, these social agencies and things, they require so much paperwork for you to get help. And by the time you fill it all out, there's always loopholes that you can't qualify, first of all. That's number one. So all this money that comes in, people assume that people just go in there and just, you know, they just give them all this money, and it's a lie. And FEMA is a lie. And these other agencies they have out here are a lie. Red Cross, they had a situation where they found that Red Cross took, you know, a whole lot of money that was designated to, you know, victims and things. So, you know, all these big cases have huge amounts of money coming in, huge amount of money paid to board members. And the thing is, I was thinking about this, and I was saying, I have a board. They don't even get any money. But the whole thing is this. Everybody out here has got all these levels of monies that they get. And then everybody is, you know, talking and touting how much money they're spending. And this situation is still occurring. There is absolutely no change with the help of FEMA. Now, FEMA did something, and these organizations did something. Would it not be today that New Orleans should have electric and water all over the place and housing built and stuff like that? Because that was several years ago.
Well, $2.4 billion, their bonding should have kicked in. If the job wasn't done and that was the estimate of the completion, the insurance agency should be picking up the tab and having it complete.
It's not happening like that.
Well, another thing, FEMA helped bring everybody in the day before 9/11. Remember, they set up site getting ready for it?
Yeah, they were in there beforehand. But, you know, again, you know, where are these agencies? Who are they working for? And the same thing, you know, we're going to go jump over the conversation about this thing with the Brown family and this thing with the IRS. You know, who do these government agencies really work for? You know, where does this, when they collect all this money, where does all this money go? Will? You're the expert.
I just laugh and I laugh. Because, you know, we go all there's so many different distractions, you know, that it just about got the truth community going like a whirling dervish here. But let's go back, be patient for a second, and let's look at this victim thing. Victim, in my opinion, implies intent. There needed to be a perpetrator. Now, setting aside temporarily, and only temporarily, weather modification, which is very, very real and very, very easily, not easily necessarily, but very ably done. But let's look at it from the standpoint, let's take out the victim for a minute and look at something like Katrina. And think about it from the standpoint of a hurricane that comes into town and does great damage. Of course, the hurricane didn't do anywhere near the damage that the flooding did that after the levees were blown. But even taking that aside, and then looking at it from the standpoint of we have all of these houses, these whole areas, businesses, roads, streets, infrastructure, and everything that has been damaged. Now, what does FEMA really, where did they come from? Basically, they started out as a carry-on from the civil defense program. And what FEMA basically does, if my understanding is correct, is they absorb defunct or outmoded entities that have been created by government. So whenever something has been created and has been funded and they lose their funding, they are absorbed by FEMA, and FEMA then just carries it on. But FEMA took over from the civil defense and moved forward. Now, what they were doing originally was flood hazard control, hazard mitigation from flooding. My first involvement with FEMA was back in the 70s, working at a civil engineering firm and in land surveying, working for developers designing subdivisions, where we would refer to the FEMA flood maps, the FEMA flood panels. And what we would use those maps and that intelligence would be to help us to determine runoff capacities and where we could and couldn't or shouldn't build or develop because of floodplain and flood damage possibilities. So in the beginning, they were about floods. They're no longer about floods. That's just part of their program. But it's the largest part of their program in the public eye. So they have preparedness, they have response, and they have recovery from disasters. And that's basically their hat. That's what they do. So in the beginning, they have preparedness planning or hazard mitigation planning. And then they have response, and then they have recovery from that. And we've seen all three of those in the Katrina situation, but it's not just there. It was all over Mississippi and down the Gulf area. But it also is in every community in the United States. It's in every state. It's in every county. No matter where you go, you can go up on the Internet and go to FEMA.gov and just look at the various information that you can find on their website and type into their search block hazard mitigation, the two words, hazard mitigation. And when you do that, you're going to start to go into this matrix of understanding of just how powerful and how all-pervasive that FEMA actually is in the United States.
Well, how does FEMA interact with the UN?
Well, in order to get the United Nations, like the Agenda 21, for instance, in order to get that implemented, the member states have to voluntarily comply. It's voluntary. The United Nations has no jurisdiction that I've ever been able to discern, reading many, many, many of their resolutions and reading books on it. They have no jurisdiction in the member states. What they do is they put together initiatives, or like Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century, basically. It's sustainable development. And so in order to get states to sign on, they basically lay out these programs, as socialist to the core, collectivist for certain, but they lay out these programs, and then the states have to implement them. Now, the United States pays a considerable share of the United Nations costs, and as a result, we lead many nations in the implementation of United Nations initiatives. UNESCO is all over our schools, but Agenda 21 is all over our nation. And so how does this then happen? Well, basically, the international community provides funding for projects. And so when we look at something like Katrina, and we think about it from the standpoint of sustainable development, if you think about it, FEMA as having absorbed civil defense, if you think of FEMA as having absorbed the basically defunct urban renewal program, and combine those two together with civil defense and urban renewal and the removal of brown areas and blight, sustainable development, smart growth, and you start building this thing together, and understand that when FEMA talks about planning, it's not the same as what we learned in the university when we studied urban planning. It's a far deeper, it's more sociological than it is necessarily an art form. So there's a big, big, big picture involved in this, but we need to understand that we are transforming America into a collectivist system of land tenure, that we will no longer have private property. It's the first plank in the Communist Manifesto. So all of these things work together. This direction works together to bring us to this predetermined outcome of a one-world, global, collectivist, feudal state, where we become basically serfs on the global plantation. And how does FEMA do that? FEMA does that by basically offering money, this free money. What is money? Digital, you know, digits, they're grants, federal grants in aid. They come from the international community. They can come from Swiss. They can come from the English. They can come from Spain. They can come, as we see with Centra and others, they can come from any sources. It's the international financial and development community. And they finance projects. And so when it was deemed necessary to turn New Orleans into a Branson or a Disneyland or Disney World or a Reno or a Tahoe or an Aspen or a Vail or whatever you want to call it, then it was necessary to get rid of all of those pesky Negroes and all of that slum and blighted housing, and we needed to come in and build pastels and blues and greens and smart growth, and we've got to have a clarinet player on every corner, and we've got to have a carriage go by once every three quarters of an hour, and so that we can have international visitors from Dubai's international city or from London or from France or from Germany or from Russia. So when the international community tours the United States, they can go to New Orleans without having to see any reality.
Indeed, you have that very well spoken.
You know,
and you can see that in every town, like in Chicago. It's the same thing.
It is.
If you go anywhere in these different states, they're building up the community, and they are making it so not enormously unaffordable that the only people that are able to stay here are the ones that they choose economically. And I say choose them because those are the ones that have those jobs that can afford $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 homes up to $1 million.
Private contractors with Halliburton.
Right. And they all, yeah, Halliburton, and then some programmers and some, you know, even right now, those people used to be in financial planning, and the people that used to be account execs, they don't even have the money. $50,000 a year is low middle class. That's low-level middle-class income now.
I think that really, at $50,000, Dion, not to jump in, but I think $50,000 right now is just upper-level poverty.
Yeah, I would say it is.
It's upper. It's just above the poverty threshold.
And if you have family,
yeah,
to equate in that, you are at poverty level. You can't afford your bill.
Well, John, how well do you do, John, with $1,000 a week? With a family of 10. I mean to tell you, $50,000 a year in the United States of America today is poverty.
We'll be back after this commercial. We'll get John's comment when we return. Callers 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
RBN. Monday through Friday, I'm on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, all programs are simulcast on Internet chat Cafe Radio, and thank you, Claudia Nelson. We're simulcast in Buenos Aires in South America. We also are all over the place with people that have Microblast and various other networks tied in, and I thank all of you because, again, the word that we're trying to promote here is to get the truth out. And we're talking about the situation of how much people can, you know, afford. $50,000 is poverty level, and that's just amazing. And the question was, John, are you there? John?
I wish I earned $1,000 a week.
Hey, you and me both.
The truth of the matter is I do develop about a little over that a week before the farm. But the farm, they've got me taxed at $24,000 a year for school and land taxes, and that's three times higher to four times higher than my competitors in the area because I'm being compartmentalized out of business. And I pay my family $400 a week, and which is $20,800 a year.
For 10 people.
Yeah.
10 people.
And my wife has had to go to work this year because we were unable to, we're not making it. We've had to borrow money and do different things to try to survive. And, you know, we're one of these, they're putting us in the compartmentalization of shutdown.
Right. And the thing is, you know, people out here in this area are losing their homes all over the place because of the fact that these companies have downsized, moved out. No replacement industry has been here. And like Will was saying, the ones that are, you know, hanging strong are the ones that are working for Alan Burton. In fact, it was funny. About a week ago, I met this woman, and she was like, gung-ho, yeah, you know. And she said, I got my job. I'm going to have money, you know, and this, that, and the other. I said, oh, okay. I'm going overseas. I said, oh, yeah, you're going to work for Alan Burton? Yeah, they're paying me 40-some dollars an hour. It was like, you know. But then people here, how many people can talk about they're going to get $40 an hour? How many people out here, you know, are just in a squeeze? We had a gentleman here that was in, I think it was New Jersey, called in and talked about how hard it was for him to maintain the property he had down there in the area. He had, you know, apartment complex. But, you know, again, poverty, $50,000, then incarceration. Now, incarceration comes at various levels because, see, the thing is, the pressure out here is extraordinary. You got people out here that have gotten so pressurized by the situation of not having money and the money, the bills that they need to be paid. Some of them are committing suicide at rapid amounts. Some of them are just so upset that they snap and they've been killing their family members. This has been happening every day of the week out here in this area. And I don't know how it is out in your area. How is it out there, Will and John? You know, what's going on out there with this high level of suicide and homicide rate?
Well, I've got a statistic I heard on the shortwave here on RBN this week, and when we get back from the break, I'll share it with you, and we can go from there.
Okay, we'll be right back. With